What if leaves floating on a stream could carry your thoughts, feelings, emotions, and more? Of course, I mean this metaphorically, and today I'm joined again by behavioral health counselor Allison Gieseking. And today she's going to help us to understand how picturing leaves on a stream and letting them carry away both positive and negative things in our heads can benefit all of us. This is the Inspire Health Podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm Scott Webb. Allison, nice to speak with you again. We've been doing these mindfulness pieces and meditation. It's been good for my mind, my body, my soul. I'm sure it has been for listeners as well. Today, we're going to do leaves on a stream, right? We teased about that last time, and I've been thinking about it all week. What does that mean? How are we going to picture the leaves on the stream? And am I one of the leaves? So I'm going to hand it off to you, and you explain to me and listeners exactly what we're doing this week.
Perfect. Thanks again, Scott, for having me. I look forward to these as well. They are a nice little break from the hectic mornings we have, especially at the end of the week, right? Time to wind down and move forward into the weekend. So leaves on a stream is a way for us to clear our minds so we can think even clearer than we have with the other mindfulness activities we've done so far. With this one specifically, we are actually going to take the thoughts that we have that are going through our mind and literally place them on this figurative leaf that we imagine in our minds and let that leaf fall into a stream. And that kind of symbolizes us letting go of these thoughts or even feelings. And what's important to note about this particular exercise is it helps us and trains us in our mind. It really exercises those muscles in our brain to be able to identify the difference between our thoughts and our emotions, which is huge because most times, our thoughts are impacted by our emotions. They can be very skewed depending on how we feel. It can really change how we think of the situation we went through or are going through. Yeah. So with that being said, this is a great one for someone who might have, pretty severe anxiety or even depressive thoughts that they just can't get out of their mind. Or even if you just had a hectic day and you need a minute to just let go of everything that happened. So with that being said, I would love to just jump right into this one. So if you're ready for me, Scott, we are going to start Leaves on a Stream.
I am always ready, mentally, emotionally, physically. My feet are on the floor. You have my undivided attention. So let's do it.
Wonderful. The ideal client here.
I feel that way. I take a lot of pride. I feel like I would be a really good client.
Wonderful. That's what it's all about. Boosting that self-confidence and that self-esteem in order for you to take control of what's going on in your mind, right? So yep. Perfect. So leaves on a stream. I'm going to invite you to sit in a comfortable yet upright position in your chair with your feet flat on the floor and your arms and legs uncrossed and your hands maybe resting in your lap or on the arms of your chair. And I want you to let your eyes gently close. Or, if you're not comfortable doing that, you can fix them on a point in front of you. Have a soft gaze on that point without straining. I want you to take a couple of gentle breaths, breathing in and breathing out. And notice the sound and the feel of your own breath as you breathe in and breathe out. Now I'd like you to imagine that you're standing by the bank of a gently flowing stream, watching the water flow. Imagine feeling the ground beneath you, the sounds of the water flowing past, and the way that the stream looks as you watch it. Imagine that there are leaves from the trees around you, of all different shapes, sizes, maybe even colors, floating past you on the stream. And you're just watching these float. So I want you to start to become aware of your thoughts, feelings, or sensations. Each time you notice a thought, feeling, or sensation, I want you to imagine placing it on a leaf and letting it float down the stream. Do this regardless of whether the thoughts, feelings, or sensations are positive, negative, pleasurable, or painful. Even if they are the most wonderful thoughts, place them on a leaf and let them float by. If your thoughts stop, just watch the stream. Sooner or later, your thoughts should start up again. Allow the stream to flow at its own rate. And maybe notice any urges to speed up or slow down that stream, depending on your thoughts, sensations, or feelings. Let the stream flow how it will. If you have thoughts, feelings, or sensations about doing this exercise, place these on the leaves as well. Maybe you're thinking, am I doing this right? This feels a little uncomfortable or strange. Place those on the leaves as well. If a leaf gets stuck or won't go away, you can let it hang around just for a little while. All you are doing is observing this experience. There is no need to force the leaf down the stream. If you find yourself getting caught up with a thought or a feeling, such as boredom or impatience, simply acknowledge it and say to yourself, I feel bored or impatient. And then place those on a leaf as well and let them float on by. You are just observing each experience and placing it on a leaf on the stream. It is normal and natural to lose track of this exercise, and it will keep happening, and that's okay. When you notice yourself losing track, just bring yourself back to watching those leaves on a stream. Notice the stream and place any thoughts, feelings, or sensations on the leaves and let them gently float down the stream. And finally, allow the image of the stream to dissolve and slowly bring your attention back to sitting in the chair in your room or the couch or the bed, and gently open your eyes and notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. And push your feet onto the floor. Maybe stretch, stand, and welcome back. That concludes our mindfulness leaves on a stream exercise for today. So Scott, how was that for you?
That was good. I have to remember, you know, when we do these things, I have to sort of get back into work mode, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting in my chair and my feet are on the ground and I'm super comfortable and super chill. And then I have to be like, oh, wait, snap out of it. You have to talk again. So yes, I'm back. And I really love that because, you know, we all have these thoughts and feelings and emotions and they're all there. And it's like, well, how do we sort through it and what do we do with them? And I love this concept of the metaphorically just put it on a leaf, let the leaf go on by, take it where it's going to go, right? And that we have some outlet for all these things that are swirling around in our hearts and our minds. It's very cool.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask, Scott, did you notice anything with your physical body at that time? Did you feel anything in your muscles, or maybe did they feel heavy or did they feel light?
You know, I feel like I try to get into the proper mindset, you know, mentally and physically, and I try to really immerse myself when we do these pieces. And yeah, I was feeling a little tension at first, just because of, you know, life and stuff and thoughts and feelings. And then I felt like I was able to, by the time we got to the end, I felt more relaxed, more calm, you know, I just sort of, as I always tend to do when we get to the end of these things, I always just feel better. They work for sure.
I once heard this experience as, you are a slice of butter on hot toast. Like initially we're this like hard square on this toast, but once we kind of spread our weight around, you know, we place our feet on the ground, and as we proceed in this exercise, you sort of melt into your position, your sitting bones, your resting bones. And you can really see that metaphorically on that toast, that butter just melting and spreading out like, oh, here I am.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way, but I that's probably pretty accurate. At the beginning, I was that lump of butter, you know, a little stubborn, not quite ready to melt. And then by the end, I was fully melted, I guess is the way to put it.
You can always think of ice cream as well, but butter just comes to mind first. We're in Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely, for sure.
So that was all I had for today, Scott. Was there anything you wanted to bring up with your experience on how maybe you felt during that with your thoughts and your feelings and how it felt to place them on the leaf or anything?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely my perspective on it is, you know, with all the things that we've done is I feel a little tight at the beginning. I feel looser at the end. I feel like these things are, you know, customizable, that you don't necessarily have to follow it exactly the way, you know, that you were leading us through these things, that folks can do things, they can make modifications if they like, but hopefully the net result is the same for everybody, that they're a lump of butter at the beginning and they're fully melted at the end. And that really works for me. And I know we have more coming, of course, as we continue this series. So what are we going to do next time?
We will actually be doing some breathing exercises, which will be helpful for when we aren't able to necessarily meditate, close our eyes and just lay there. This one can be a little bit more versatile even so.
Yeah, I like that. My fancy phone and watch, they're always tapping me. My watch is always tapping me on the wrist, telling me that it's time to breathe. And I think it doesn't necessarily mean that literally, because if I wasn't breathing, if breathing wasn't involuntary, that would be a problem for me, you know? But it's always reminding me to take time to breathe. And as you say, we can't always meditate. We can't always close our eyes and picture leaves on a stream. Sometimes we need to breathe literally, of course. And then also sort of breathe metaphorically. And it feels like that's what we're going to do.
Yes. Perfect. Exactly right.
Awesome. Well, love it. Love this series. We hope listeners are playing along, following along, taking advantage of how podcasts work and that you can start on one device and finish on another. You can listen on your smart speaker while you're cleaning the house or whatever you're doing. There's lots of ways to consume these things. And we hope folks are doing that and getting what I'm getting out of this, what I look forward to every week. And we'll talk again next time.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And for more information, go to uplandhillshealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. This is the Inspire Health Podcast from Upland Hills Health. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well.